Love Talk Radio.
Recovery is what our topic is on a Sunday night from 9 to midnight. And, of course, the first hour is always played the third hour. So whatever you hear this first hour, if you liked it and you want somebody to listen to it again, you can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to it, of course, on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can listen to it again on WNN 1470 AM. And we want to listen. Thank our listeners on Facebook, Twitter, and all of the other social networks that are listening to us tonight. My name is John Hollis. I'm the host for the next couple hours here. Me and Brian Chaplin, our resident therapist. And, of course, Brian is a psychologist and a therapist and deals with addiction. And he is in with us every Sunday night. And I call him the resident therapist because, you know, of course, not only does he help our listeners, but he also helps the Holistic Lifestyle staff. Because we're out of our minds some days, too.
One big happy family, John. It's great to be here. Great to be here. Got to keep you going.
It's always a beautiful thing that we can, like, coast into a Sunday night and have a good show. And Sunday night's all about, you know, hanging out and having some good messages. And tonight we got a guy, Ryan, his name is Paul E.
Oh.
And not Paulie, Paul E.
Right.
And Paul E. is going to be on the phone with us. He's up in the Hamptons right now, and he's going to be speaking with us from the Hamptons, and he's going to tell us how cold it is, and he's also going to tell us about recovery and how it works for him and what he does and how he does it a day at a time and how he got there to begin doing it.
I'd love to hear his story.
It's going to be a great story. And I've known Paul E. for many years, and he gave me a lot of hope when I was in a hopeless situation, so I'm looking forward to having him. Just going to give you a little background on Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Our primary purpose is to help people to discover and recover from any area of their life that they feel needs to be uplifted. Holistic Lifestyles Radio is devoted to hope. Our creative team looks for incredible people from all over the globe who have a passion for making a true difference in all areas of people's lives. And when we say that, we mean it. I mean, we go to any extreme. We got some people coming on this week that are just amazing, amazing people that, you know, we have a lady, Jill Dane. She's going to be on Thursday, and she literally just is incredible when it comes to the psychic community and dealing with people on an upfront, upright basis. She's just a lovely lady with a great heart, and we're going to have Jill Dane on Thursday. We're going to have Rashid and his folks in on Tuesday. They're starting a new show on Saturday. It's called The Third Eye Live. And Saturday, next Saturday show is going to be a two-hour show that we're producing now for Rashid and the Griffin's Loft under the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, of course, trademark. And we're looking forward to having Rashid and his team on with the Third Eye Live. That's going to be a new broadcast. But check that out on Tuesday because we're going to be kicking it off on Tuesday for an hour show. You know, we are dedicated to providing our listeners with interactive, informative information. And you can go to our websites at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also go to HolisticLifestylesRadioShow.blogspot.com, and you can check out all kinds of information. There's a big blog on Brian there in regards to gaming addiction. We got some blogs going on the website with Brian's information this week, and you're going to be able to read all about that. And of course, we got Lisa Palmer, and we have. Dawn the Picker Fixer, and all these folks are people that literally are there to be able to carry a message and help people. You know, we're into this to, you know, help be informative as far as advances, advances in health or, you know, health, mental health or even emotional health, but most importantly, time-tested techniques also. You know, you got holistic approaches that are 2,000 years old, and we're here to be able to talk about them too. In our opinion, in Brian's opinion, it's about having that full body experience when you're in any type of recovery, mind, body, and spirit.
Right, exactly, John. And you mentioned hope, and it's very important that when people are hit bottom, that that they get the room, they get the food, they get the clothing they need. But what really is going to continue their recovery is that hope, that belief that do the right thing and God and your higher power is going to come through with you. And if he doesn't come through, you're going to have the ability to cope with it. So it's really about that hope. That's what keeps people going.
And hope is a valuable thing in people's lives. Anytime that you got that depression or that funk hanging over you, and you can talk with somebody and get out of yourself, and you end up with more hope. I think part of the basic recovery, and you see it all the time, is by when you get out of yourself and you get motivated to help somebody else. Not only do you provide them hope, but you get a lot of hope back.
Right. Well, I'm very blessed and grateful for the things I have in my life, in order to keep it, I have to give it away. And that's why I'm here, John. And, I know you do the same, and it's real important that I carry that out.
And I think that anytime we can carry a message of hope and we can let the listeners know that, you're not alone. If you're tonight sitting on a Sunday night and you've been hurting all weekend, and maybe you're in a situation where you've spent all the Christmas money, or maybe you're just sitting in a situation where you drank again this weekend and you got to go back to work tomorrow, and you make a six-figure income and you're sitting at home and you have everything you want, but deep down inside you're empty and you don't have anything spiritually, and you can feel it, and you just hate life, and you have everything but you still hate life. These are road signs that we run into with addiction.
Right. Well, we know now, and the research has shown it, that things do not really produce happiness. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the word happiness, it's from the English root word hap, which really means luck. So, yes, it's great to have luck, but, you could have that great car, and then 10 minutes later, you could feel kind of crappy. So it's really that inner peace is what I try to help people, which, comes from hope. Mm-hmm. That's what stays with us. That's what's going to get us through life.
And I think that when you look around and you see the folks that come in, and within 2, 3, 4 months of getting cleaned up and getting sober, regardless of where they come from, Park Place or Park Bench, you see that light come back
right
in their eye.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people come in and they think, okay, now that I'm sober, I'm done. But, it's not about the drugs, not about the alcohol, the food, or the gambling. It's really about trying to instill character into people. Do the right thing. Live a good life, and it's about giving back, because, just look at the pleasure. Yeah, it's great to get things, but the pleasure one gets from giving to somebody else, it's beyond words. It's beyond words.
I never give up on, I have this vision, and a vision for Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and a vision for, what we're here on the planet to be able to give back. And, there have been times, Brian, where it's been trying, and I got to tell you where, I don't see where it's going to happen, but then something happens and whatever, the bills get paid and we get to move on. And I am blessed in the fact that we're able to help people with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The bottom line is if one person hears a message and they get hope from that and they're able to turn their lives around or help somebody else turn their lives around with that message, or just inspire them to do their own thing, then, something, we've done our job.
Right, right. And just being here, and, it's not that we need to know who's benefiting, because as long as we show up and we are giving, people feel that. People feel that if they hear it, they also feel our energy, John, and we take that everywhere we go, mm-hmm. Not just from this tonight's show. We take this everywhere we go.
It's a beautiful thing, and we got Franz behind the glass tonight. Every Sunday night, we got the Franz behind the glass, and Franz is a great guy. Franz has his own show down in Miami, too, and he's dedicated to putting a good message on every Friday night at 7:30, or 8 o'clock, right, Franz? 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. And that's 1570, right? 1580 a.m. out of Miami. You can check that out on Friday night. You'll hear Franz, and he usually has some guests on, and they talk about some great stuff. So check out Franz. Also, I want to take this time to, of course, thank all of our listeners for helping out with the cause that we have for the cancer, for the fundraiser for the mother and daughter cancer fundraiser that we talked about yesterday on the air from 5 to 6. and we had Chastity Ramsey on and in regards to her daughter and herself, and they had a great event today. I haven't really heard much about it. I want to call and find out more. I was going to make it over there, but, of course, I got tied up on some things today. So I'm glad that it was an event that took place, and I'm sure that there was a lot of people there. But we'll find out more, and I'll give you more information on that tomorrow from 2 to 3. And, of course, we're going to have Robert E. Gluck on tomorrow. And Robert E. Gluck is a gentleman that started out in the community of addiction helping through the court systems. He put together the first drug court in Miami-Dade that all of the rest of the drug courts are modeled after. So he's going to be in here tomorrow, Robert E. Gluck. He's an attorney. He was the state attorney for the first drug court in the state of Florida. So we're going to be speaking with Robert and finding out what he's doing now and talking to him about the changes and the things that are taking place in legal situations with people with addiction and all kinds of stuff. So tune in tomorrow between 2 and 3. Check out Robert. Me and him will be kicking it. And we'll be back right after this message, so that way, of course, me and Brian and Paul E. can kick it. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. InTheRooms.com is the number one free online social network for the global recovery community. InTheRooms.com is a safe and secure place to find old friends and make new ones. Featuring online chat and blogs, you can create your own group, listen to speakers, read a daily meditation, catch up on recovery news, and much, much more. At InTheRooms.com, you get connected, stay connected, and connect with others in the recovery community around the world. InTheRooms.com, where social media and recovery merge. www.intheroom.com. That's intheroom.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is what you're listening to. I'm John Hollis. I'm the host. Sitting here with my co-host and, our, of course, our lovely lovely Brian Shafflin, and Brian is our, of course, our resident therapist that comes in.
You make it sound like I live here.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I do.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. I love having you in every week. It's beautiful.
Yeah, good to be here.
And I want to also take this time to thank our sponsors on a Sunday night. It's Robert Gluck, Lakeview Health Group, Dive-In Adventures, and In the Rooms. We want to thank those folks for being a sponsor of the show and continuing to help us to carry our message. We have Paul E. on the line, and Paul is somebody that we can literally count on for a great message of hope when it comes to recovery. Paul, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, John, considering you're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I'm in 28 degrees, Canton, Long Island. But other than that, I think we're okay.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it 28 cold or is it 28 dry?
Actually, you know what? It's like when you guys, or when we're in Florida and it's 94, or they're in Vegas and they say, but it's a dry heat.
Yes. Yeah.
The bottom line is, it's rather nippy, John.
So I understand that you made your way to Africa. How'd that work out for you?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. For anybody that might do, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking of putting together a trip. This was the most incredible experience. My wife and I went. We went for about 18 days to Kenya and Tanzania.
Mm.
And it was as if we were in the zoo.
Wow.
And they were watching us.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, you know, you really, it's so indescribable. It's like you were in an 18-day Discovery Channel experience with hundreds, if not, and I have a tendency to exaggerate, but I'm going to try not to, hundreds, if not thousands of elephants, giraffes, zebra, wildebeest, I mean, rhinos, tigers, water buffaloes, ostriches. It was truly amazing. As I'm saying it, I'm like, we have 800 pictures we took.
You know, Paul, I got to ask you a question. You know,
anything
for
open book.
You know, when and we're here to talk about recovery, but part of that recovery is what you're just talking about, experiences in recovery that you would never consider when you were out there doing your thing.
Well, actually, while I was there in the Serengeti, John, I had a flash of what it would be like if I needed to cop, if I was strung out, and I either needed to get to the methadone clinic or I needed to go pull a score so I could cop some heroin, and I said a prayer, and I thanked God, and I said, you know, but for a game of inches or however this thing is determined, I would have missed this entire journey, which is so indescribable every minute of every day, just about. I mean, you know, it's, I don't know, you know, you guys are not from the double chosen side of the fence, but this is the holiday of Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And the holiday of Hanukkah, not from a religious standpoint, just from what it is, it's the miracle of lights, that they didn't have enough oil to light the candle for 8 nights that they needed. So they decided to light it for one and hope that they could figure something out. And it's so synergistic or so symptomatic of what we have, you know, when drug addicts and alcoholics are told to live one day at a time and to have the trust and the faith. And that's really what it was. It was unconditional trust in the power of God, which is really what I've tried to do with my life, and it's turning out pretty well.
At the very beginning, Paul, if you don't mind me asking, how much time?
Sounds like so incredible. At the very beginning, there was a song like that.
Mm-hmm.
How much time am I clean?
Yes. How much time are you clean now?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Someone sent me an email 2 days ago, or yesterday. What's today, the 13th or 14th?
Today
13th.
Is the 13th.
13th.
Yes.
And it was yesterday that they sent me the email, a friend of mine from Florida. And he said, Doc, because that's my nickname, he says, in 60 days, God willing, you'll have 30 years clean and sober.
Wow.
February 12th, 1980. And it was just one of the, you know, for me, obviously, one of the most amazing things that, that happened that precipitated 30 years worth of continually amazing things.
And 30 years ago, when you walked through the door and you walked into the rooms, and when we talk about the rooms, so to speak, on the air because of the, of course, 11th tradition, we talk about the 12-step process.
Right.
We don't really name the individual programs. What we talk about is the 12-step process. But when you went into that 12-step process, Paul, I'm sure you were kicking and screaming. You didn't walk through the door and say, hey, listen, this is where I want to be. Or did
you? Well, you know what? No. Actually, John, it's a combination of the two. I'm going to tell I'll sum it up. You know, I've got a few minutes. I'm actually watching the Giants begin what's going to be an incredible comeback from being down 14-0 to Philadelphia in the first quarter, and it's now 14-10. So I'm feeling okay about this whole process. What happened is when I got to see the example of what could happen on February 12, 1980, I was already 11 years after I had wanted to stop using. You know, my bottom, per se, was in 1969. You know, I was from New York, obviously, and you know, from 65 to 69, I did a lot of damage, got in a lot of trouble, and by 69, I was finished emotionally, physically, mentally, and the only problem was nobody showed me how to not use. Hmm. And the next 11 years of my life, and that for me is the message or the testimony or whatever you want to call it, of the power of the power, is that those next 11 years, every day, my bottom was getting worse. And I went from this happy-go-lucky, you know, I mean, I was a happy heroin addict. You know, I was never for me or anything else. And for those 11 years, from 69 to 80, I got so destitute emotionally, mentally, physically. I became suicidal. I tried to kill myself. I was in comas. So by the time I got to that first meeting, unlike, as you said, you know, kicking and screaming, I was so looking for something, and I just saw something right there. And to show you how simple that part of the process has been for me, which is why I've been very blessed that I've never had to pick up a chemical since I was shown how not to, is on the second day or the third day of that I hadn't used, which was Valentine's Day 1980, I wrote my parents a letter that I still have, because when they passed away, I took it. And it said, I really don't know what happened, but I have a feeling. I'm not going to make you any promises because I did that my whole life, but I have a feeling that I'm not going to use again.
Wow.
That was February 4th. And the letter's dated February 14th, 1980. So, you know, I wasn't talking about God. I wasn't talking about why or how, but something had happened to me in those 2 days.
That's amazing. And I gotta bring this to a point where when you finally got to that point and you could feel that in your gut, you knew that in your heart. You also knew you needed to do some work behind that too, didn't you?
Oh, and the only thing that I'm going to sort of correct you on is that you said you had to do some work. My work is continuous. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason I know I'm still alive today, going on 62 years old, and there aren't many heroin addicts that are still above ground at 62, if they're using, certainly. And at 31 was when I got clean, is it's a daily process. And I know I'm going to be here until, you know, God doesn't think I'm needed here anymore. That's why I continue to try to help people. You know, I was out in Long Island this morning, you know, trying to help some guy who's really having a tough time. He's going to kill himself. And he was whacked out, and he didn't want to do anything about it.
The good news is you were there.
Oh, well, and the best news is that I was able to leave there and go. We had to go. A friend of mine's mother died today. We went to a funeral in this pouring rain, and And now I'm home sitting here. And actually, Tuesday, I'm flying down to Florida for a couple of days. I'm coming down because Wednesday, a bunch of my friends are having a big party, and I want to go and be in attendance.
That's beautiful. What time's the party start?
It's about 5:30, I think, on Wednesday night.
Well, that's great, because that means I got an open chair for you in studio at 2 o'clock on Wednesday.
Well, you know what? I just might do that if I clear away the rest of the calendar. We might do that, John. I would love it.
That would be a great hour, actually, to see you, because I haven't seen you in probably 4 years. Well, I ran into you on Facebook, and that was amazing, because I think the last time you seen me, I came crawling into one of the 12-step clubhouses,
right.
And you know, I think I mooched about $5 off you and went and did my thing.
Yeah, well, you're one of many, you know, but I found out that if I keep giving it away, it keeps coming back. So, that's one thing that I was taught, you know, and I'm sure you've given away a ton of those $5 back to others now, you know, John?
By the grace of God. By
the
grace of God, we get to be able to do those things, you know.
That's the way it works. That's just it, yeah. So, I heard it was hot down there today, huh?
Actually, it was a nice day. It was a nice day. Yesterday, it was raining. It did a lot of raining yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And today was a nice day.
It was like a cool 80s today.
A cool 80s. Well, let me introduce you properly.
I was just going to ask who that is.
This is Brian Chaplin. He's our resident therapist. He comes in every Sunday night with me during the Sunday night show from 9 to about 10:30.
Okay.
Sometimes we even keep him up later than that. But he comes in and he, you know, we talk about different things in regards to recovery, and he brings that essence of, you know, being able to really, you know, deal with recovery issues from the therapeutic end of it.
Good evening, Paul. It's really great to have you on the show and to hear your story and hear the hope that comes out from you. You know, it just, because that's the one thing John and I were talking earlier. It's that hope that you have that you give to others that really starts helping others, because, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, you can sort of tell them what to do and how to do it, but it's the hope that you radiate. And that's what I try to do in my work, and that's what John is doing here, you know, every day on the show is giving off that hope, because that's what people see and that's what people want, and I could tell you got it.
Well, you know, Brian, and I actually look forward to meeting you when I'm down there for the winter. I'll be down after New Year's, you know, for 6 months, so I look forward to meeting you, but that's what we really sell to the desperate, is the hope.
Exactly.
And the only person, or you know, most of the time, what helps you latch on to the hope is when you realize that somebody was there. You know, they were as hopeless as you were. Mm-hmm. And they seem to have some glint in their eye or something going on that can't quite be explained. And you say, well, you know what? Maybe there's a chance for me, too. You know, speaking of therapy, Brian, I was telling my wife over the weekend, I said, honey, look, I think I have the answer to all of our financial problems. And she says, really, what's that? I said, why don't you come out of the closet as the cougar in Tiger's Life?
I
hope I didn't get our show thrown off the air with this, John.
That's fine. Hey, listen, there's nothing like a good three iron to bring things around.
Well, talk about sex addiction. You know, I think we're going to have him on the show.
I'll tell you, good luck to you. Yeah, as soon as his wife lets him off the island in Sweden, you know, you talk about snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. I am... insane, you know, what has happened to this guy who never had a moment of negativity in his life, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. So, my wife didn't want me to release those emails yet, but I'm going to send word to Tiger's people.
Let me ask you a question, Paul. Do you believe that you really got to watch where you're banging your hole, or where you're banging your ball, and what hole you're banging it into? With your putter, you really got to make sure that.
Let me share something with you, John. Just more specifically,
yes.
If you're going to be attempting to be in the middle of the deal, whatever the deal is, you better either be on the right side of the fairway or not. And that's the bottom line. And I'm talking from someone that was not always on the right side of the fairway.
Mm.
Okay, today, by the grace of God, you know what it is for me. Pain is an incredible motivator. And even when I initially stopped using, and even when I initially stopped doing most of the things that I was doing while using, because the using lifestyle, of course, is nowhere near the spiritual lifestyle that you try to live when you're clean.
Hmm.
However, determining where to be putting on a regular basis, that didn't come all that simply. Not to myself, nor to most other people I know. And the only thing that caused that change was not necessarily a specific great embracement of morals. It was much more the pain of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what many of my mentors, like Fred T. and Ray Allen, may they rest in peace, they always said to me, they said, Paul, when the pain of the pain gets great enough, then the pain of the change will not be that tough. And then
kind of how Fred I got
T,
clean.
Fred T, well, every one of us, I mean, on some level, whether they've ever heard that saying or not, that's what it takes. And Fred T would say to me all the time, he would say, Paul, thank God that you have the gift of desperation. And I had it when I got clean. I still have it today, but just for more, I just want more of the blessings that I see coming. Why would I not want to get more of these things? And you know what? Fred was dead 3 years before I realized that the gift of desperation, the anacronym or whatever you want to call it, was G-O-D, gift of desperation.
Wow. And so, I gotta ask you one question. How long were you in?
27 questions.
How long were you in the program when you made a decision to go into treatment? Because there's a story behind this. I heard your story.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it kind of leads into what we're talking about, because you got to that point where you needed to make some changes. You were either going to use or you were going to have to change. And how did that take place for you?
That's very interesting. Well, it was almost 8 years clean in 1980, the end of 87, beginning of 88. And I was becoming a legend in my own mind, in South Florida, from having been destitute and desperate and on disability insurance in New York, and all of a sudden now I'm in Fort Lauderdale and I'm becoming the king of the pop, the king of the hop. I have a big business, a beautiful wife, a gorgeous young child, and I have a daughter who was from my first marriage up here, and I'm living large until, in a very rapid succession, my wife threw me out, my business went bankrupt, and I lost my house, and I was living on someone's couch. And then I realized that, and another wise person had given me a necklace, and it had two silver feet on it, and he said, Paul, you speak so eloquently, and people are following you and listening to you, very much like many of the preachers that we see all around the country. He says, but I need to tell you something. I'm no longer listening to you. I'm going to watch your feet.
Wow.
and I never had gone to treatment before. As a matter of fact, my only treatment back in the 70s was the mental hospitals in New York. And I ended up in the state mental hospital here, Creedmoor State Hospital. And then in 1987, the end, or 88, I ended up down there in Florida with some very good friends in the recovery community that knew I was ready to crash and burn. And it was not that all was about a missed pass, by the way. It wasn't that I was really going to use, but I was pretty convinced I was going to lie down on the railroad tracks and just call it a day. Because I couldn't go on anymore. I was once again humiliated and desperate, such desperation once again. And then there was this place up in Delray, which is still there, still a wonderful place that I'm still pretty close with, because I do a lot of work in the recovery community down there, and this place was called the Beachcomber, and they took me in, and I had no money, and that was a beginning of a new beginning. So, it was the last 22 years was another beginning that happened from the Beachcomber. And there's a place down there where I do some consulting for called Challenges, which is for the person like this guy that was on the street in East Hampton this morning who's attempted to get clean, and he can't. And he just keeps going out and keeps going out. And this place down there called Challenges, they specialize in the, what they call the chronic relapse, and not the person possibly as fortunate as myself who walked in, threw his hands up, and said, thank you, I'm done, because I'm in a minority as far as that's concerned. And so Challenges, which has this, you know, this legendary guy, Terence Gorski, who wrote all the books, if you will, on relapse. He's the leader in the field, and he's on staff with them, and they are a world-recognized program for the person that doesn't get it right away, and the person that might have some other psychiatric issues like bipolar or co-occurring disorders. You know, they have a full-time psychiatrist. So, you know, the treatment field has obviously exploded since in the last 30, in the last 20 years, you know. It's something that's no longer swept under the rug because there's probably no one anywhere in the world, anywhere, that can say they don't have someone in their family or someone in their very immediate circle that has been hit somehow, some way, by the disease of addiction.
You know, Paul, you make a good point because, you know, we know that about 40% of most addicts have bipolar or some form of a mood disorder, and you know, it is a different world in the treatment because the mental health and the substance abuse treatment have really joined together. You know, the term dual diagnosis has been around now for a while, but the two used to be separate. So having the two together is really what's going to make people recover and hopefully cut down that relapse you describe.
Well, God willing, because it's you know, one of the most tragic things is at 61 or 62 years old to have been to such an inordinate amount of funerals of people that were given the opportunity to get clean, maybe stayed clean and sober for X period of time, and then picked up, and then, you know, the whole disease of addiction, or one of the basic tenets of the disease of addiction, is that you can't predict what's going to happen the next time you pick up. And many of these people, sometime after multiple years of recovery, picked up that one time and overdosed, and they're dead.
There's the other point that when a person continues to come in and out, and this was told to me because I hit my first rehab in 1985, and it was told to me that if I kept playing with AA or kept playing with the 12-step program and kept playing and going in and out and kept playing with the different modalities that I was trying to attempt, but what was eventually going to happen is I was going to stop really getting clean and sober, and I was just going to be at that jumping off point where I was going to know life with it or without it. I was going to be totally insane, and that's what literally happened to me. At the end, I was 5 years under a bridge because of that insanity that I just could not stop. No matter what I was doing, you know, I had played with it for so long I couldn't stop no more. So what we're going to do, Paul, is we're going to come back right after this break, but I want to be able to discuss a little bit more about the relapse end of this because I think it's important for our listeners to hear exactly what you have to say. Do you mind hanging out with us for a little while longer?
No, I have nothing to do because the Giants just took a negative turn. So I'm just sitting here watching the game and watching the Giants go into the abyss of mediocrity. So carry on.
Well, understand that I will, as an Eagles fan, I will...
I'm sure, yeah.
I will be sitting here at the break thinking of you, okay, Paul? We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation. at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting oceans, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. InTheRooms.com is the number one free online social network for the global recovery community. InTheRooms.com is a safe and secure place to find old friends and make new ones. Featuring online chat and blogs, you can create your own group, listen to speakers, read a daily meditation, catch up on recovery news, and much, much more. At InTheRooms.com, you get connected, stay connected, and connect with others in the recovery community around the world. InTheRooms.com, where social media and recovery merge. www.intheroom.com. That's intheroom.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Hey, we're back. They had to run out onto the veranda and grab me. I was in deep conversation, Paul, with Chris D. You know Chris D from the First Steps Sober House, Paul?
You know, the great news is...
Paul, you with us?
I'm here. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. We were out on the veranda, and they told me...
I heard what you said, and I was just saying to you, one of the great things is that because I was blessed to get clean when I did, I know the majority of the people that are doing the right thing down there, and Chris is certainly one of them, a very good friend of mine, and Richard, his partner, may he rest in peace, because I was there when that whole terrible tragedy happened a couple of years ago. Did you know what happened with Richard?
Oh, absolutely. I got a phone call 7:30 in the morning. Okay. We just did a live broadcast Thanksgiving Day from there. Brian came down with his beautiful girlfriend, Lisa, and we did a live broadcast from the First Steps Sober House on Thanksgiving Day, and we fed about 800 families that day that didn't have anywhere to go.
Beautiful. Yeah, Chris does that. They've done that for many, many years, and, you know, they're some of the people, you know, very much like Challenges and like my girlfriend, Maureen, that has the Next Steps Sober House for Women, you know, that they do the right thing. You know, Chris and Maureen, for that matter, are very involved in the court system, you know, they're almost like that's where the great majority of the people come from because, you know, as we're finding out, certainly putting people in jail or prison is not the answer to addiction. Mm-hmm. You know, it just continues a psycho revolving door process. So, you know, it's places like Chris's and Maureen's, you know, and obviously Challenges, you know, when they're in need of a treatment place, you know, but But the halfway house model or the sober house model of therapy is certainly, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of people Chris has there now, but, you know, I stop in there all the time when I'm in Florida. They've done a great job. So, like I said, so is Maureen. She has 8 or 10 houses.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, it's, you know, when you have 185 or 200 men that you're dealing with, and then they have the second chance house now, too, with Shannon, Audrey has the second chance house.
Right.
And she works with all types of women coming out of the court systems. And then, of course, you got Mo, and you have all of these other people that are, that's what they dedicate their lives to. Every day, working with hundreds upon hundreds of people. I mean, if you look at Richard, by the grace of God, when I went to his funeral, there were probably 700 people, Paul, at that funeral.
I was there,
and it was amazing. You couldn't fit them all into.
And the most amazing thing for me, sort of, because you know I've been clean so long that I'm sort of like somewhere between being a real part of the community and you know still being in recovery. You know, like. I'm sort of like on the right side of that line, and I know all the judges intimately, and they were all at the funeral. So you have the judges at the funeral, and then you have the, you know, the multiple felons at the funeral. And that's the great thing, you know, that I remember from Richard's funeral. And actually, you know, 2 years ago last week, my closest friend in the world, you know, died clean, you know, Maurice, you know, he just got sick, had cancer, and Mo, right? And I got an email 2 days ago from one of his dear friends who's in Brazil now, and he said, not a day goes by, he doesn't think of him. And that's so true for me, too. And I actually, after I got that email on Friday, I called Mo's sister, Louise, who's down there, because, you know, I was so there. You know, he was just my best friend in the whole world.
And you know, you guys, you know, all came up together through the ranks, you know, in recovery. And you know, you get tight with people. I have my people that I'm just really, really tight with.
I would hope so. You know, that's part of the thing. You know, one of the first things that sort of set me on this course of coming to believe, if you will, was that someone had a T-shirt and it said, "I can't, we can." That was 30 years ago.
Wow.
And you know what? 30 years later, I can't. We can.
It's beautiful stuff.
And, you know, so I never forget any of that stuff.
Paul, do you believe that when you come into the room and you really give it your all and you have emotional issues or you have mental health issues behind what you're dealing with, that you can end up picking up over those if you don't deal with them?
Well, 100,000%, of course. You know, this is a threefold disease. I mean, and I didn't invent this. This is mental, physical, spiritual, and, you know, you could put a subheading of emotional on that. And, you know, I'm not going to get into, because I'm not a therapist and I'm not coming from what I'm saying is not from a licensed point of view. It's coming from an experiential point of view. But if you don't deal with the whole package, you're done.
Right. Well, you make a good point there, Paul. You know, just to validate what you said, you really do have to look at the biology, the psychology, the social, and the spiritual aspects, because this is a disease. This is a disease of the brain, and if you don't take care of all of that, then you know the chances of relapse is very high. You know, it's not about just getting sober. It's not about not using. It's about a full recovery, and you got to cover all
right.
those bases.
You're absolutely right. You know, they used to have this saying, you don't hear it that much anymore, but, you know, if you sober up a horse thief, all you have is a sober horse thief. So you better change the entire package.
And the other thing about this disease, it's a very patient disease. I've said this before, that it's always there. You know, people think that, they could, like, be sober even the amount of years you are. But I know you do one day at a time, and you remind yourself of that first step, you know, how powerless and how your life was unmanageable. Every day, I'm sure, it comes into your thinking. And that's why you're sober today, and that's why you're here now talking to us.
I don't take any of this lightly or specifically for granted. Hmm. You know, I know how blessed I am. You know, when I was driving to the funeral this afternoon, from East Hampton, and the last place I passed was my last residence in New York, which is this big, imposing, very scary structure that I was a resident of called Creedmoor State Hospital.
Yeah. I know the place, Paul. I did some training there. I know I'm from Queens, so I know the place.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely. He used to actually have the keys to the place, Paul. You would have liked him.
Right. I probably ran into you.
Well, if you were
I'm a little
there
younger than you,
there,
but not
you,
much. But I, yeah.
If you were there when I was there, you probably would have changed professions. Because I promise you, I was not a. I was there in 1976 and 77.
Right. Well, I worked up the road at the other hospital as well, the Hillside Hospital.
Hillside General Hospital.
That's
I was there. You don't understand something, Brian. I was at every hospital in the metropolitan area.
You sounded familiar.
Dr. Buckman was my doctor, my psychiatrist.
Do you know Dr. Buckman?
No.
We were going to have Brian give him
you.
a follow up.
Brian, how old are you?
50. I just turned 57.
57.
I am very blessed. Yes.
Oh, good. Thank God. That's right.
He doesn't look a day over 60.
Right.
I get it. Well, somehow I don't have any gray hair. That's because my wife says I'm a carrier. She says because all my ex-wives have gray hair.
Ah, you're a carrier. I love it. Mm-hmm. Paul, you're coming down this week, and maybe we can get, of course, Brian to come in on Wednesday, and you can come in on Wednesday, and we can have this little round robin going on live Wednesday right here in the studio. That would be great.
And just to put you on notice, because I really like to keep my word these days, mm-hmm. if I can't, it'll only be because I couldn't change some things. I'm only in town for a day and a half. And if I can't, it'll mean that when I come back in January, we'll do it twice.
That sounds great.
But I will call you Monday or Tuesday when I land and let you know.
You know, we appreciate you spending the time with us and hanging out with us tonight. And you got a great, powerful message, and you always have. And you gave guys like me that was floundering a lot of hope when I was out there. And I appreciate you being on the phone and letting our listeners hear that hope come through the airways tonight. And we thank you for spending the time with us.
Yes, thank
My
you.
Pleasure,
thank you,
John.
Paul, because it's that hope that what gets people better.
Well, you know what? If one person was listening and one person either makes a phone call or decides not to pick up, then we all did our job tonight.
Absolutely.
I always say, Paul, if you're under the bridge and the only thing you have left is a little radio and you're listening to me, give us a call. We'll get you some help.
I love it. Good deal. All right, I look forward and have a great and happy holiday season, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great
night. Go back to your game now.
Yeah, I'm wide. Well, the Giants are coming back 24-7.
There you go. You got to hope.
They've been coming back since we got on the air, Paul.
We're all coming back, aren't we, now? Take care, guys. Have a beautiful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Paul E., and, of course, Paul E. with coming up 60 days from now, one day at a time. It's going to be his 30th anniversary, and he gave us some great information, a lot of hope that, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at, where you're coming from, you can get and stay sober and clean one day at a time, and you can do it through trials and tribulations. The gentleman was talking about going bankrupt and living on somebody's couch at 8 years sober and didn't pick up over it. And you know something, that's what true recovery is about. No matter what Matt Glatter said, we don't pick up the first one. And if we do that, we can go through anything we need to go through. And we make mistakes as we go along the way, that's for sure. And we don't have to have those mistakes brand us on who we're going to be the following day. So the good news is that we're here, we're live, we're with Brian Chaplin, the resident therapist. We got Chris D. from the First Step Sober House in the wings waiting to come on with us. And Chris is always in on a Sunday night, and we love to talk with Chris. He's going to be in here momentarily, and we're going to do some round robins with him and Brian and me, and we'll be back right after this message.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. InTheRooms.com is the number one free online social network for the global recovery community. InTheRooms.com is a safe and secure place to find old friends and make new ones. Featuring online chat and blogs, you can create your own group, listen to speakers, read a daily meditation, catch up on recovery news, and much, much more. At InTheRooms.com, you get connected, stay connected, and connect with others in the recovery community around the world. InTheRooms.com, where social media and recovery merge. www.intheroom.com. That's intheroom.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online
9 million Americans are eligible for the Obama plan. Are you? Are you facing foreclosure, behind in your payments? Has your financial condition dramatically changed, like almost everyone else's? Call Home Loan Defense right now to find out what your options are. President Obama and Congress has given unprecedented billions to U.S. banks. No matter what your situation is, the lawyers at Home Loan Defense may be able to help you modify your loan, reduce your monthly payment, and even reduce the amount of your mortgage. Lenders don't want your home back, and you need to know your rights under the law. Home Loan Defense provides affordable legal services exclusively in loan modification and foreclosure. Call Home Loan Defense right now at 1-800-747-5774. That's 1-800-747-5774. That's 1-800-747-5774. Home Loan Defense, the Law Office of Brian Cordy.
Non-lawyer spokesperson.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should go. Find the answer, and all the time I know. Plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it flow. Thank you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
In small towns and big cities, from coast to coast and around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather with purpose. Hand in hand, they come together. They may be strangers or they may be friends, but they are all builders of hope and homes. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, dreams take shape, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Through their time and talents, Habitat for Humanity volunteers are helping change lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even changing their own lives as well. Together, we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, please volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Paul Harvey was the greatest of American broadcasters. In memory of Paul and his late wife, Angel, the Museum of Broadcast Communications in downtown Chicago will christen its planned 12,000-square-foot penthouse special events venue, the Paul and Angel Harvey Center.
What Cooperstown is to baseball, Chicago is to broadcasting. This is where Major League Radio began. And now, the Radio Hall of Fame has come home.
The Paul and Angel Harvey Center will be the site of future Radio Hall of Fame inductions, working radio and TV studios, interactive kiosks, and tourist-friendly exhibits. For more of the story and to make your tax-deductible donation, visit www.museum.tv.
The harsher the wind, the stronger the tree. For many years, Paul, you have been that strong tree, rooted in the soil of Middle America, gaining strength and constancy against shifting opinions and changing times.
You've listened to, loved, and laughed with Paul through the decades. Make your tax-deductible gift today and help the Paul and Angel Harvey Center become a lasting memorial and a bridge to the future. Visit museum.tv and get the rest of the story.
Welcome back, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we are streaming live on Blog Talk Radio, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, Twitter, Holistic Styles, and Facebook, John Hollis, and all the other places that we're now on the social network. We're breaking into the social network. It's amazing, Chris.
Yeah.
Technology is just beautiful. How about that, Franz? Franz loves technology. He's thumbs up behind the glass. Well, you know something? We're sitting live. It's a Sunday night. It's all about recovery. And addiction recovery has taken many, many lives. Paul Lee was just talking about it. And he's watched a lot of lives be taken in active
Fine.